Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Great to have you with. This is a time on Fridays we talk with Viking wide receiver Adam Thielen. He joins us again here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Adam, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, before we talk football, I do want to mention something that happened yesterday for Cooper High School in New Hope with the Thielen Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about what you and your wife did there?
Yeah, just really exciting to be able to partner with another school to make an impact in that community and really just try to help give them some resources, opportunities to better themselves and to help them in their future. So redoing their weight room, they had a big project that they wanted to, they have a beautiful, huge weight room, they didn't really quite have the right resources, the right things in there. So redoing that, making it look nice so they can get in there and get some work in. So it's pretty cool. And it's been really cool to meet their coaches and all that they're doing in their community and all they're doing for those kids. And those are the people that we want to partner with.
Yeah, very cool. Well done. Last year, your cleats got a lot of attention. Speaking of charity, you did a lot of things for charity on the cleats. Is that going to happen again this year? Or is it happening?
Yeah, I think so. It's just kind of a week-to-week thing for me. But, it's always fun to do that and to be able to raise money while doing it. So hopefully we'll have some good ideas and be able to raise some money so we can, help out this community.
How's your practice been this week?
It's been really good. After a couple tough losses, more than anything, you're just ready to get back out on the field to practice, to be able to prepare for the next week because, you just want to get that one behind you. So it's been a good couple days. Excited about today and then on to Tennessee and excited to, again, just to get back on the field and to play a game to show what we really got.
What do you know about their defense at Tennessee?
Well, they're a really veteran group. I mean, if you look in their back end, they have a ton of experience. They have guys that have been in this league for a long time and made a lot of plays. So definitely will be a group that doesn't make mistakes, is always in the right place. And we got to make sure that we're adjusting the coverages and understanding different coverages because they can do a lot when you have a veteran group. So will be a good challenge for us again, but we're excited about it.
Adam, in practice, as I'd go out there a lot before pandemic times, you and Stephon Diggs, I noticed, used to have a lot of conversations. Does that same kind of communication exist with you and the young receivers in camp right now?
Absolutely, yeah. It's always it's an ongoing communication of things maybe I see on tape, maybe they see on tape. And then as we go through practice, different looks that come up and talking about how we're going to run routes and certain looks and things like that. So there's always communication when things pop up. And I think that's what you have to have to make sure that, when you do get those opportunities in a game that you're prepared for them. And, you just never know when something's going to pop up. So we make sure that we talk about those and are diligent about those little details.
I know you met with the media yesterday and a lot of frustration from fans, certainly players at the 0-2 start. But what's interesting, I think if we go back a year ago and I would ask you if you think this is possible, Kirk Cousins had a tough start too, but then he went on to become the offensive player of the month in October. Do you still have that same kind of confidence that could happen?
Well, Kirk's a guy that we have a lot of faith in, a lot of trust in. He's a leader of this football team because of the way he takes care of business. You know, he doesn't care what people think about him. He doesn't care what happened last week. He's going to go and prepare. He's going to give everything he can every single week. And that's what you want. You know, this league is difficult. You're not going to have perfect games every week. And as a quarterback, a lot of times it really isn't always on you. It's the people around you, you know, receivers running the right routes, you know, running the right depth, catching the football, you know, the guys up front blocking for you. So there's a lot of factors that lead into to good quarterback play. So we need to do our part on the outside to make sure that, you know, we're helping him out and really helping this team win football games, because that's what it's all about.
Adam, what was it like on the road last week compared to traveling even a year ago or all your years in the NFL? It had to be a little bit different with the pandemic situation.
Yeah, a lot different. You know, it's something that we got to get used to because it's going to be like that the rest of the year. But yeah, definitely different. You know, we're so used to our kind of routine as we go to the city that we're playing in, and we go out to dinner with a bunch of the guys, and the rookie picks out the spot and makes a reservation, and we go to a spot. But none of that anymore. We gotta order in, things like that. But there's a lot of things that are different. But again, that's kind of the new reality for this season, and we gotta get used to it and figure out a good routine and prepare for that game on Sunday.
Well, have a good weekend. We'll be watching you on Sunday and talk to you next week. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
He is Adam Thielen, Viking wide receiver here on WCC Already at Practice this morning. We'll check your traffic and weather, and then Steve has the news that's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.